Hey friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. If this is your first time, welcome to the family. We are the podcast that turns your ideas into an amazing adventure every single day. You know, we couldn't even exist without imaginations from kids just like you. So if you have an idea for a story, I'd love to see it. Check down in the show notes below for how you can submit your own story idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And parents, if you're new to kids podcasting, I want to challenge you to listen to podcasting for 5 days in a row with your kids. It's going to increase their imagination, decrease screen time, and we're going to have a lot of fun along the way. Are you guys ready for today's adventure? Me too, let's go! Happy birthday, Tucker! All of Tucker's friends had gathered around to watch him open his birthday presents. He unwrapped a big, ginormous blue monster truck from Ollie, while everyone oohed and ahed. Then a great green dinosaur from Fallon, a squishy orange octopus from Lottie. Wow, have you ever gotten some birthday presents from friends? Yeah, that is a really fun thing to open. Well, he thought he had opened everyone's presents when he noticed a box sticking out from under the table. Cool! One more! Tucker dove for the box, ripping off the sparkling green wrapping paper to reveal a shoebox. Huh, maybe there's something cooler inside it? Tucker hoped as he opened up the lid. Nope, just shoes. He tossed the box down and ran off to go play with his new Lego set from Jack. Tucker and his friends had funfetti cake, chocolate ice cream, and played with all his new gifts until his last friend left. All his new gifts, that is, except his new shoes, because it's kind of hard to play with those. He grabbed a bunch of toys to bring upstairs as he got ready for bed. His monster trucks, dinos, slime, and Legos all came with him. Tucker played with his new toys in bed until he fell asleep. Little did he know, there was something truly magical, very not ordinary, about those shoes. In the middle of the night, as Tucker was sleeping, crash! Something fell over loudly in Tucker's room. Startled, he woke up. Who was that? What was that? There on his floor was the boring brown shoebox, toppled over.
How'd that get up here?
Tucker thought. He definitely didn't bring them to his room to play with. He began to then close his eyes again as they felt very heavy. And something started glowing from his bedroom floor. Slowly inching his face towards the edge of the bed, he peeped over.
The open shoebox was still on the floor, but now the shoes were sitting next to it and glowing. A bright greenish glow was shining from inside the shoes.
Very curious now, Tucker hopped out of bed, grabbed a shoe. There weren't any lights inside of it. There wasn't even a spot for batteries. He stuck his hand carefully inside the shoe and felt around. There was nothing unusual, except the green light still shining from inside them. Tucker was stumped. But being the curious sort, he sat down and slipped his feet inside. Left foot first, then his right shoe. The shoes fit perfectly and felt really comfy. They were still glowing green, making Tucker's legs look like green beans. Tucker sat there and just ordinary, boring shoes. While still wearing the shoes, he tried to stand up.
But the floor disappeared!
Screamed Tucker as he fell, colors of every single kind whooshing past him. His arms waved wildly, trying to grab onto something. His hand finally caught hold of something solid and oof. everything immediately stopped whooshing past as Tucker landed hard on the grass. The sun was shining, and there were trees and tall grass scattered around. Tucker gulped when he saw what his hand was holding onto.
Let go of my tail!
Tucker jumped at the sight of the cheetah, immediately letting go of the spotted tail in his hand. He put his hands up and backed away slowly. Nice kitty, nice kitty.
Rawr, rawr, come back here.
Tucker took off running. He sprinted through the long grass, the cheetah chasing closely behind.
Rawr,
growled the cheetah.
Oh dear, he was mad.
I'm sorry, Tucker yelled back to the cheetah. I didn't mean to pull your tail. I don't even know where I am or how I got here.
He was too afraid to stop running. He hopped on one foot as he ripped off one shoe and then the other. The moment both shoes were off his feet, Tucker fell again, this time spinning head over heels until he landed back into his bed. He landed so hard he bounced 3 times. He threw the shoes across the room.
What in the world? Was that a dream?
He was so exhausted from his running adventure, he fell fast asleep. Tucker woke up the next morning, late for school. He rushed out the door and just made it onto the school bus. But he couldn't stop thinking about last night, about those shoes. He tried to tell his friends about it. Everyone laughed, thinking it was a funny story, but they didn't believe him.
That's one crazy dream you had, a friend said.
Tucker was starting to think, maybe they were right. Maybe it was just a dream. He rushed off the bus that afternoon and ran to his room as fast as he could. He found the shoes in the corner where he had thrown them. There was now no light coming from them. They just looked like regular, normal shoes. He tried them on just to be sure, though. Left foot first, and then the right.
Hold on a second. Would you do that? Would you try on those shoes like Tucker is doing?
He took a deep breath before standing up, and he stood up in his room. No falling, no whooshing of colors.
Huh. Guess it was just a dream,
Tucker said. And he took off the shoes, very disappointed. That night, as Tucker got into bed and was about to close his eyes, he heard another crash coming from the corner of his room. The same sound that he heard the night before. He jumped up when he saw the green glow. It was real. Tucker was so excited and just a little nervous as he pulled the shoes back on. Left foot, then right. He stood up and...
whoa!
Whoosh! Colors flew past him. He tried again to reach out to grab something, but everything just slipped through his fingers like water. And funny may it be that splash! He splashed right into water. The colors stopped flying by as Tucker dropped into the ocean. Underwater, his shoes transformed into a wetsuit with an oxygen tank. He floated around as whales and dolphins swam by.
Hey, bro, called a voice from behind him. Wanna ride? Wanna ride the waves?
A sea turtle was floating next to Tucker, waiting for him to answer. Tucker nodded excitedly and hopped on. The two zoomed off all over the ocean until Tucker grew tired and slipped off of his shoes, falling back into bed. He fell asleep smiling, thinking of what amazing adventures awaited him tomorrow night. Wow, that may be the end of our story, but it's only just the beginning of Tucker's incredible adventures that lie ahead. The end. We'll be right back after a brief word from our sponsor.
Great job. You listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for Kid Shoutouts. I want to say to Theodore and Valentina from North Carolina, Annabelle and Jacob from Oregon City, Jude and Luke from Vermont, Johnny from Belize, Vani from Texas, Elliot from California, Manvi from Hyderabad, and Charlie and Henry from British Columbia. I'm so glad that you're all in the Kid Short Stories family. We definitely couldn't have this much fun with imagination without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day. I will see you on our next adventure. Bye!